get your Bibles, and I would like for you to turn to the first book of Corinthians. 1 Corinthians. And I would like for you to turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 6. We will begin there in 1 Corinthians. And then we'll go to another scripture verse a little bit later on.
Vamos a empezar en el libro de Corintios y luego nos vamos a mover a otro libro, pero vamos a empezar aquí en Corintios 6.
I am so grateful for the Word of God.
Muy agradecido por la palabra de Dios.
Because the Word of God contains life.
Porque la palabra de Dios tiene vida.
It's not just letters on a page.
No más son letras en una hoja.
This is the very Word of God.
Esta es la palabra de Dios.
We've been going through a series entitled, Who Am I in Christ? And we've gone through many subjects. And we've made statements like, I am saved. I am justified, we talked about a couple weeks ago. But all of these subjects are concerning who we are in Christ. As we talked about last Sunday, when we received Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we were placed into Christ by faith. And this work of God has brought us into a standing in the sight of God that makes us acceptable in His sight by faith. We don't have to strive to please God. Rather, because we are pleasing to God, therefore we work.
Por eso trabajamos.
Instead of it being I have to follow God,
en vez de pensar que tengo que seguir a Dios,
I want to follow God.
Quiero seguir a Dios.
And this is what God desires.
Y eso es lo que Dios quiere.
He wants us to follow Him from our own choosing.
Él quiere que nosotros lo sigamos por nuestra propia voluntad.
Not out of force,
no forzados,
but because we want to.
Pero porque queremos.
And he has made all this possible through the cross.
Y él hizo todo esto posible por
Jesucristo. What I want to talk about today,
lo que te quiero hablar este día,
is I am sanctified.
Yo soy santificado.
I am justified in the sight of God,
soy justificado en la presencia de Dios,
by faith. At one time I was guilty. But through the blood of Jesus, I have been justified.
Pero por medio de la sangre de Cristo, fui justificado.
And now I'm not guilty anymore.
Y ya no soy culpable, no.
Rather, I am accepted.
Pero soy aceptado.
But today we want to talk about I am sanctified.
Pero hoy quiero hablar de yo como soy santificado.
Let's pray. Lord, I ask in the name of Jesus that you would grant unto us the spirit of revelation and of knowledge, Lord, to understand who we are in Christ Jesus. I pray that, Lord, you'd help me to speak clearly, and I pray that what is spoken today will penetrate the heart as your word is like a two-edged sword. Anoint it, I pray. I pray that you'd remove distractions out of our minds so that we can hear what you have to say. And I pray that, Lord, what we hear today will not only be something that we hear today, but that you would use throughout our lives in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I am sanctified.
Yo soy santificado.
The word sanctified,
la palabra santificación,
is a theological word that describes you and me.
Es una palabra, teológica que describe a ti y a mí.
In the Greek, that word is hagiazo.
En el idioma greco, significa o se pronuncia
hagiazo.
Hagiazo.
And what it means is this.
Lo que quiere decir es esto.
It means to make holy,
que hacer puro,
to hallow, or to make holy,
hacer puro,
or to separate for holy purposes.
O separarlo por un propósito puro.
Again, it means to make holy
es hacerlo puro,
or to separate for holy purposes.
O separarlo para un propósito purificado.
And both of those definitions describe us.
Y esos dos significados nos describen a nosotros.
When we were washed in the blood of Jesus,
nosotros fuimos lavados por la sangre de Cristo.
We were accepted by God as holy.
Hemos sido aceptados por Dios puros.
This is a position that we have in Christ.
Esta es una posición que nosotros tenemos en Cristo.
You are holy in the sight of God.
Tú eres puro en la vista de Dios.
And this holiness came to us or was made possible through the blood of Jesus.
Y esta purificación fue posible por la sangre de Cristo.
Without the blood of Jesus, there would be no sanctification.
Si Jesucristo hubiera derramado la sangre, no hubiera purificación.
But when we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior,
pero cuando aceptamos a Jesucristo como nuestro Salvador,
we receive the whole finished work of Jesus.
Recibimos todo el trabajo completo de Jesucristo.
And so when Jesus died on the cross, dying in our place,
cuando Jesucristo murió en la cruz por nosotros,
He died on the cross to take away all of our sin.
Él murió para quitar todo nuestro pecado.
And so our sin has been dealt with on the cross.
Nuestro pecado ya fue tratado en la cruz.
And so because of that, He has made us holy.
Y por eso, por lo que hizo Él, nos hizo puros.
We are sanctified believers.
Somos creyentes santificados.
Now what we must understand is,
lo que tenemos que entender nosotros es de que,
is because we are holy,
porque nosotros somos puros.
In the sight of God, we are saints.
En la vista de Dios, nosotros somos santos.
Sometimes it might be hard to believe that.
A veces es muy duro nosotros creer eso.
Because we all know our failings.
Porque nosotros sabemos que fallamos a cada rato.
We are very familiar with our imperfections.
Somos muy familiarizados con nuestras imperfecciones.
What I used to tell the students at the Bible school,
yo le decía a mis estudiantes ahí en el estudio bíblico,
I told them, when you wake up in the morning and you stand before the mirror,
cuando te levantas en la mañana y tú te miras en el espejo,
I say you need to tell yourself and point to yourself in the mirror.
Tienes que mirarte en el espejo y apuntarte a ti mismo.
And say to that person in the mirror,
y decirle a esa persona en el espejo,
hey, you saint, you.
Hey, tú santo, tú.
When you wake up in the morning and you're undone. Believe it or not, in Christ Jesus, when you look in the mirror in the morning, you're looking at a saint. If it was possible, you would be able to see a halo around your head. The blood of Jesus has cleansed you so thoroughly that you are a saint today in Christ Jesus.
La sangre de Cristo te ha limpiado, purifica puramente, completamente por medio de él.
That's who you are.
Y es lo que eres tú.
In Christ Jesus.
En Jesucristo.
You see, we have a standing in Christ.
Si te fijas bien, tenemos un estado en Cristo.
That is secure.
Está asegurado.
It is secure.
Está asegurado.
The Bible says we have been saved to the uttermost.
La Biblia dice que nos ha mandado al más grande.
We are saved individuals and we don't have to fear God's wrath or rejection.
Somos salvados por Cristo y no tenemos que tener miedo de nada.
But the interesting thing about sanctification,
pero lo interesante de la santificación,
is that there are two parts to it.
Es de que hay dos partes de eso.
What are you talking about, Pastor?
¿De qué está hablando, Pastor?
One is your position.
Una es tu posición.
You are sanctified in Christ.
Tú eres santificado en Cristo.
God looks at you and He sees you as holy and separate unto Himself.
Dios te mira y te mira a ti santificado y te separa para Él.
The second part is this.
La segunda parte es esto.
Not only are you sanctified,
no solamente eres santificado,
you are being sanctified.
Pero estás siendo santificado.
The work of God in your and my life is that He has made us holy.
El trabajo de Dios es en tu vida y en mi vida es que Él nos ha purificado.
But He's also making us holy.
Pero también todavía está trabajando en nosotros.
In our position before God,
en nuestra posición delante de Dios,
this secure position,
esa posición segura,
we have been made holy by the blood.
Nos ha purificado delante de él por la sangre de Dios.
But in our condition,
pero nuestra condición,
in the parts that are always changing,
es de que siempre está cambiando.
God is changing us,
Dios nos está cambiando,
into the image of His Son.
Dentro, en la imagen de su hijo.
The Holy Spirit in our lives,
el Espíritu de, el Espíritu Santo en nuestras vidas,
is conforming us into the likeness of Christ.
Nos está conformando en la vida de Jesús.
It's actually seen in that the Holy Spirit is in our lives.
Está mirando que el Espíritu de Dios en nuestras vidas.
How can Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit who can't be around sin,
¿cómo es de que el Espíritu Santo que no puede estar entre el pecado,
dwell within me?
Esté dentro de mí.
Number one, because I am sanctified.
Primeramente es porque estamos santificados.
In the Old Testament.
En el Testamento Viejo.
I've been reading through the book of Exodus lately.
He estado leyendo el libro de Exodus.
God gave Moses the plans for the tabernacle.
Y Dios le dio a Moses los planes de las tablas.
He raised up individuals to do all of the artistry, every part.
Él le dio a Moses
all of the work to build it.
Todo el trabajo que tenía que hacer.
Yet when it was all built, you couldn't go in there to meet with God.
Pero cuando ellos hicieron eso, no, nadie podía entrar para ver a Dios ahí.
Until the altar was sanctified.
Hasta que el altar fuera santificado.
Until the vessels for all the work were sanctified.
Hasta que todo lo que estaba ahí fuera santificado.
Everything in that tabernacle had to be sanctified by blood.
Todo eso en ese altar tenía que ser santificado por sangre.
Or by a sacrificial offering.
Por un sacrificio.
It had to be made holy.
Tenía que ser puro.
And the only way for God to dwell in that tabernacle was that it was holy.
La única forma que Dios puede estar en ese lugar es que tenía que estar puro.
You and I are the temple of God.
Tú y yo somos el templo de Dios.
And when you accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, the Holy Spirit came to make His residence within us.
Cuando tú aceptaste a Jesucristo como tu Salvador, el Espíritu Santo vino a morar en nuestras vidas.
And the reason why He can dwell within us is because we are holy.
Y la razón que el Espíritu Santo puede vivir en nosotros es porque nosotros somos puros.
And yet the Holy Spirit in us,
y sí, así mismo el Espíritu Santo,
as we're walking with God,
en lo que estamos caminando con Dios,
is sanctifying us.
Nos está santificando.
He's changing us day by day.
Nos está cambiando día a día.
Circumstance by circumstance.
Circunstancia por circunstancia.
Trial after trial.
Prueba por prueba.
Day after day.
Día por día.
Good days.
Buenos días.
Bad days.
Malos días.
Kind bosses.
Con patrones buenos.
And mean bosses.
Y patrones muy malos.
God uses it all.
Dios usa todo.
God doesn't let anything go to waste.
Dios no deja nada al perdicio.
All things work together for those that are called of God.
Todas las cosas trabajan bien por los aquellos que creen en él.
All of it.
Todo.
And that's God changing us in the likeness of His Son.
Y eso es Dios trabajando para como agradecido con
sanctification.
Santificación.
Again means to be holy before God.
Nuevamente quiere decir que estar puro delante de Dios.
I told you to turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
Dije que voltearas al libro de Primera de Corintios, capítulo 6.
And I want us to read verses, we'll read verses 9 through 11.
Vamos a leer del versículo 9 al 11.
And I want you to just pay attention to the words here in the Bible.
Quiero que pongas mucha atención a las palabras aquí en la Biblia.
This scripture brings out our position in Christ.
Esta escritura nos habla de la posición que tenemos en Cristo.
Notice how Paul brings it out.
Fíjate cómo Pablo lo trae.
Starting with verse 9.
Empezando en el versículo 9.
He says, "Do you not know that The unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God.
Dice, ¿no sabes que los malvados no heredarán el reino de Dios?
Do not be deceived,
no
Paul says.
Engañar, dice Pablo.
Neither the sexually immoral,
ni los fornicarios,
nor idolaters,
ni los idólatras,
nor adulterers,
ni los adulteros,
nor male prostitutes,
ni los sodomitas,
nor homosexuals,
ni los pervertidos sexuales,
nor thieves,
ni los ladrones,
nor covetous,
ni los avarados,
nor drunkards,
ni los borrachos,
nor revilers,
ni los calumniadores,
nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God.
Ni los estafadores heredarán el reino de Dios.
But look what he says in verse 11.
Pero fíjate lo que dice en el 11.
He says, such were some of you.
Y esos eran algunos de ustedes.
That's past tense.
Eran, ese es tiempo pasado.
Such were some of you. But you were washed.
Pero ya han sido lavados.
You were sanctified. And you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus by the Spirit of our God. In verses 9 and 10,
en el versículo 10 y 11,
Paul describes the former life.
Pablo habla de la palabra de nuestra vida pasada.
And he brings out the fact that when that person came to God through Jesus Christ, there was a change in their life. He says, you were like this. And the list of sinful things here is pretty dark. That means that God is here to save the sinner. He loves the prostitutes. He loves the homosexual. He loves the immoral. And he wants to change them. But they need to come to God by faith. And Paul says there was many people there in Corinth. The city of Corinth was a very immoral city.
La ciudad de Corintios era así, una ciudad muy inmoral.
But Jesus took them out.
Pero Jesús los sacó.
And they were saved through the preaching of the gospel.
Y fueron salvos por medio de la palabra de Dios.
And then Paul says, you were like that.
Y Pablo dice que ellos fueron así.
But since Jesus came into their lives,
pero ya que Jesucristo vino a sus vidas,
he says, but you were washed.
Dice, pero tú has sido lavado.
Were washed.
Fuiste lavado.
Not are being washed.
No, dice está siendo lavado.
You were washed.
Pero fuiste lavado.
It's a beautiful thing that happened instantaneously when you accepted Jesus.
Es una cosa muy hermosa que pasa instantáneamente cuando tú aceptas a Jesús.
You were washed.
Fuiste lavado.
Then it says you were sanctified.
Y no dice que estás.
And you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus by the Spirit of God. When the Holy Spirit came into our hearts, as far as God was concerned, a whole amazing thing took place.
Dios sabe que fue una transformación grande.
Jesus said, you must be born again.
Jesús dice que tienes que ser nacido nuevamente.
Another theological word that describes being born again.
Otra palabra teológica que describe ser nacido otra vez.
Is regeneration.
Es regeneración.
Regeneration.
Regeneración.
That means made brand new.
Eso quiere decir hacerlo nuevo.
It means when something has been fallen apart.
Cuando algo se está destruyendo,
and it's been put back together and made brand new.
Y lo compones y lo arreglas.
The scripture says we are new creations in Christ Jesus, doesn't it?
La palabra dice que nosotros somos nueva creación en Cristo Jesús.
When you were born again by the Spirit of God,
cuando tú fuiste nacido nuevamente por el Espíritu Santo,
you were made holy.
Tú fuiste santo.
In God's sight.
Has sido santo en la vista de Dios.
totally by faith. Your holiness, as far as God is concerned, is so perfect that the Holy Spirit dwells within our hearts. So think about this real quick. The Holy Spirit doesn't leave when you have a bad day. Yeah, there's those days when you wake up on the wrong side of the bed. All of you don't have to look at me as holy sheep. We all know our shortcomings. We know our mistakes. So why doesn't the Holy Spirit leave when we have a bad day? Because you have a position. You are holy. And because you are holy, He makes His residence within our hearts. But you're also being made holy. And that's where the daily grind comes in. Troubles. Isn't that true? Somebody rubs us the wrong way. We want to lose our temper. And when the Holy Spirit is within our hearts and we're growing sensitive to His voice, before we react, we hear the Holy Spirit saying, shh. Isn't that true? When we're walking in the Spirit, we're obedient to the Spirit. So instead of losing it, we control it better with the Holy Spirit's help. But when we're in the flesh, we're not as keen or aware of His voice. So it's so much easier to lose our temper. That's why we need to walk in the Spirit. So we won't fulfill the deeds of the flesh. Turn really fast to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
Vamos a abrir el libro de Primero Tesalonicenses, capítulo 4.
1 Thessalonians chapter 4. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 11 is describing our position.
Primero Corintios, versículo 11, describe nuestra posición.
We are sanctified.
Que somos santificados.
In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4,
aquí en el primer libro de Tesalonicenses, capítulo 4,
we're going to see our condition.
Vamos a ver nuestra condición.
That our sanctification is progressive.
Que la santificación es progresiva.
That it's working day by day.
Que está trabajando día a día.
And hopefully we can look back and see that we're becoming more like Jesus.
Y espero que podamos ver que cada día estamos siendo más como Jesús.
In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4,
aquí en Tesalonicenses, capítulo 4,
I want us to read verse 3 and 4.
Vamos a empezar a leer desde el versículo 3 y 4.
Verse 3 says, for this is the will of God,
la voluntad de Dios es de que sean
your sanctification,
santificados,
that you should abstain from sexual immorality,
que se aparten de la inmoralidad sexual,
that each one of you should know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor.
Que cada uno aprenda a controlar su propio cuerpo de una manera santa y honrosa.
Let's read verses 5 and 6 as well. It says, not in the lust of the flesh, not in the lust of depravity, even as the Gentiles who do not know God.
Vamos a leer el versículo 5 también, y dice, sin dejarse llevar por los malos deseos como hacen los paganos que no conocen a Dios.
And we'll stop there. The scripture says that the will of God is our sanctification.
La escritura dice que el deseo de Dios es de que nuestra santificación.
And what's interesting is how Paul is describing sanctification here.
Y lo que es interesante es cómo Pablo está describiendo la santificación.
In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, it says, you were sanctified.
En Corintios, capítulo 6, dice que nosotros fuimos santificados.
Now, Paul is saying, this is the will of God, even your sanctification.
Y aquí Pablo dice que, que este es el deseo de Dios, que somos santificados.
And he begins to show some examples of what that means. He says to them to abstain from sexual immorality.
Dice que nos apartemos de la inmoralidad sexual.
He says that each one of us should know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor.
Dice que cada uno tenemos que aprender a cómo controlar nuestro propio cuerpo.
So what does that mean?
So ¿qué quiere decir eso?
It means that we must live our lives in a holy way.
En una manera santa.
We are different than the world.
Nosotros somos diferentes al mundo.
And we're living in a generation and in a time
estamos viviendo en una generación y en ese tiempo
where so many are being raised taking on the world's values.
Que muchos se han sido criados teniendo ese
the world's
creciendo en los
the world's values.
Valores
del mundo.
The world has creeped itself into the church.
El mundo se ha metido en las iglesias.
But we don't need to necessarily worry about what is the world or not.
Pero no tenemos que enfocarnos en lo que es el mundo, ¿no?
The world isn't always something.
El mundo no siempre es algo.
It's a mindset.
Es algo de la mente.
And in many ways, as we are changed into the image of God,
y en muchas maneras en lo que estamos siendo cambiados en la imagen de Dios,
God begins to change our minds.
Dios empieza a cambiar nuestras mentes.
And with that change comes the change of our values.
Y con esa, en ese cambio en nuestras mentes, cambian nuestros valores.
The world is described by one of the gospel writers.
El mundo es describido por uno de los profetas.
Is described as the lust of the flesh.
Está describido como el pecado de la carne.
The lust of the eyes.
El deseo de la carne, el deseo de los ojos.
And the pride of life. Pride of life. That means I'm going to choose my way. It doesn't matter what God wants. I'm choosing my way.
Lo que quiere decir es de que no somos una persona quiere decir que va a hacer lo que él quiere y no va a poner atención a lo que Dios quiere.
It's the same lie from Genesis.
Es la misma vida que mentira en Génesis.
Eve was convinced that she could be her own God.
Eva fue convencida que ella podía ser su misma Dios.
You don't have to submit to God's ways.
No puedes ser sometida a las maneras de Dios.
You can do it your way.
Puedes hacerlo en tu manera.
That's the world.
Eso es el mundo.
We aren't submitting to God.
Nosotros estamos sometidos a Dios.
We're doing it our way.
Nos estamos haciendo en nuestra propia manera.
And we need to be careful how worldliness can seep into our hearts and into our minds.
Tenemos que tener cuidado cómo el mundo entra en nuestras vidas y en nuestra mente.
Sanctification.
Santificación.
Is the work of God in our lives.
Es el trabajo de Dios en nuestras vidas.
As He conforms us into the image of His Son.
Así como nos está conformando en la vida de Jesús.
I remember David Wilkerson said it this way.
Yo me acuerdo que David Wilkerson dijo, lo dijo así.
He said, it's God working out of you
Dios está trabajando fuera de ti.
What He already sees in you.
Lo que ya está viendo en ti.
Position is this.
Posición es esto.
What He sees in you.
Lo que ve en ti.
The condition is this, God working out of you.
La condición es de que Dios está trabajando eso fuera de ti.
What He sees in you.
Lo que ve en ti.
And so we as children of God,
a nosotros como hijos de Dios,
already sanctified,
ya siendo santificados,
and yet being sanctified,
y a la misma manera siendo santificados,
are to be putting God first in everything that we do.
Es de poner a Dios en todo lo que hacemos.
I said worldliness is more of a mentality.
Yo dije que el mundo es algo de la mente.
Now think about this.
Piensa acerca de esto.
When we become diligent students of the Word,
cuando nosotros somos diligentes al estudio de la palabra,
and we fall in love with the Word of God,
y nos enamoramos de la palabra de Dios,
this Word will begin to change our minds.
Esta palabra nos empieza a cambiar nuestra mente.
Where we used to do certain things,
cuando hacíamos unas cosas,
and we felt totally comfortable doing them,
y nos sentíamos confortables haciendo eso.
Some of those things that we were comfortable with, we will be grow uncomfortable with.
Una de esas cosas que ya estábamos confortables haciendo, pero ya empezando a leer la palabra de Dios, nos sentimos muy confortables.
I recently read something from Chuck Swindoll.
Recientemente leí algo de
Chuck Swindoll. And what he said was this. He was talking about our freedom in Christ.
Está hablando de nuestra libertad en Cristo.
But he said this.
Pero dijo así.
He said, love God with all of your heart.
Ama a Dios con todo tu corazón.
And do as you will.
Y haz lo que quieras.
Love God with all of your heart.
Ama a Dios con todo tu corazón.
And do as you will.
Y haz lo que quieras.
If we love God with all of our heart,
si nosotros amamos a Dios con todo nuestro corazón,
we're going to love His Word, aren't we?
Vamos a enamorarnos de su palabra, ¿no?
And if we love God with all of our hearts,
si amamos con Dios con todo nuestro corazón,
His love,
su amor,
will constrain us.
Nos va a construir.
He illustrated it this way.
Él lo ilustró así de esta manera.
When he was a teenager,
cuando fue un joven,
his dad one afternoon said,
el papá de él un día dijo,
I'm going to give you the keys to the car.
Te voy a dar las llaves del carro.
And you have 2 hours
tienes dos horas
to do as you will in the car.
De hacer lo que tú quieras en el carro.
Can you imagine the mind of a teenager with keys in hand?
¿Imaginas la mentalidad de un joven con las llaves del carro en la mano?
And he thought, wow,
y él pensó, wow,
I could drive as fast as I want.
Puedo manejarlo lo más rápido que pueda.
I could go wherever I want to go.
Puedo ir a donde yo quiera.
And within these 2 hours, he said, I can do whatever I want on that car. And so he says, what did I do?
So él pensó, ¿qué puedo hacer?
He says he got on the car.
Él dice, subió a su carro.
And he drove the speed limit.
Y manejó la velocidad correcta.
He didn't go and race anybody.
Él no fue a correr ni hacer carreras con
nadie. He went and did a few things, bought a few things at a store,
fue a la tienda, compró unas cosas,
and brought the car home early.
Y trajo el carro temprano.
And he says, why didn't I just go and start going crazy on the car? He says, because I love my father too much.
Dijo, porque amo a mi padre mucho.
When we love God,
cuando nosotros amamos a Dios,
and we love Him with all of our hearts,
y nosotros lo amamos con todo nuestro corazón,
we will become more of a sanctified people.
Nosotros nos hacemos más santificados, una gente más santificada.
He will change our minds about things.
Él nos cambia nuestras mentes acerca de cosas.
When God lays hold on our hearts,
cuando Dios agarra nuestro corazón,
there will be times when He'll seemingly stop you from doing things.
Va a haber tiempos donde Él te va a parar de hacer cosas.
While you look on as others do the same things you want to do, and He's telling you, you can.
Ya, tú has mirado cosas, gentes que hacen cosas que tú quieras hacer, pero Dios te está diciendo a ti que no puedes hacer.
Because when you really want God,
porque cuando tú quieres a Dios sinceramente,
He will take your life,
Él toma tu vida,
and He will separate it unto Himself.
Y Él la separará para Él.
That's what sanctification is.
Eso es lo que quieres decir, la santificación.
We're set apart unto God.
Somos separados para Dios.
As holy.
Como puros.
And when we love God,
y cuando amamos a Dios,
and we know His love for us,
y nosotros sabemos el amor de Él para nosotros,
sanctification will be the end result.
Santificación va a ser el resultado.
So you don't have to think, well, I got to stop doing this. I got no.
No tienes que pensar que tienes que parar de hacer muchas cosas.
Run to Him.
corre a él.
Love him.
Ámalo.
Draw near to him.
Acércate a él.
And then this will be the end result.
Y eso va a ser el resultado final.
So there's no set formula.
So no hay una fórmula que tenemos que seguir.
It's just love God.
Es nomás amar a Dios.
With all of your heart.
Con todo tu corazón.
And do as you will.
Y haz lo que tú quieras.
Paul said, the love of Christ constrains me.
Pablo dice que el amor de Dios nos construye.
If I love my wife,
si amo a mi esposa,
which I do,
yo la amo,
I won't do those things that will hurt her.
No voy a hacer esas cosas que la va a lastimar.
At least not intentionally.
Especialmente no intencionalmente.
Or if I find out I did something wrong, I'll know for the next time, don't do that again.
Si lo hago, pero encuentro que la lastimó, pues para la otra voy a pensar en no hacerlo.
But my love for her will make me glad to not do it again.
Pero mi amor por ella me hace sentir no hacerlo otra vez.
It would be the same from her towards me.
Y va a ser mutualmente.
But even more so with God.
Pero así más con Dios.
Love God with all of your heart.
Ama a Dios con todo su corazón.
And do as you will.
Yes, como tú quieres.
Praise the Lord.
Ama a Dios.
Our relationship with God is actually very simple.
Nuestra relación con Dios es simple.
Religion can complicate it.
Religión la puede complicar mucho.
But it's very simple.
Pero es muy simple.
Let's stand.